Wait, so they're not going to get to hear this?
I mean, the 20-year-old can. Yeah. She could pay for her own fucking therapy.
Yeah.
Well, I had a coworker that actually, like I sort of mentioned the podcast, and he's like, oh, you have a podcast? I'm like, yeah, you're never going to hear it. So get the fuck out of here.
I don't know if we're going to call you about this podcast, but...
Welcome to Because Nerd. It is July 2021 as we record this. It's been a year, but we're back. I am your host, Chris Farrell. I'm joined today by three of my best and oldest friends, Mike.
Hey now.
Logan.
Yo.
And a new face to the group, but an old friend of my heart, Tess.
Yep, yep.
All right, guys. I would like to ask what's going on, but first I just got to know, has anyone seen macaroni and cheese ice cream?
Oh my God.
I saw it on my feed today. Apparently it's like selling out this website. Or something.
Yeah, it was real.
Selling out sounded like a good description of it. But Logan, it's, I felt like these guys were really stealing your thunder. It very much reminded me of your old plan for starting an ice cream company back in the day for gut-wrenching ice cream.
Yeah, I think my last idea was like mayonnaise and hair. I mean, it sounds so horrible, it's got to be good. And that's...
Marketing 101.
That's
lie
right.
To him.
Hell yeah.
You ever heard Adam Carolla talk about his smell meter? Like, what's the worst fucking smell in the world? And he has his capped out at cat shit on a hot hibachi.
Wait a minute. That, I mean, I'm not going to argue that that sounds like a horrible smell, but I'm wondering, like, what kind of experience did you have to get there?
Ooh.
I mean, you'd have to test it. I mean, you'd have to do some scientific testing.
I was imagining it was just a really weird day at the hibachi restaurant. Like,
it was at the local Benihana. Like, woo, what the fuck you cooking, man?
Well, you got two varieties. You got your non-organic, which is from the cat litter, and then you got your organic, which is straight out of the cat's ass.
Oh, man.
But it's expensive.
He's not wrong. They've already capitalized. You can get the cat shit coffee. Why not the cat shit hibachi?
Wait, there is cat shit coffee?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, Mike.
I know there's the monkey shit coffee, right?
Okay.
I don't know.
So, look, I don't know who told you that, but don't believe them.
It's like they eat the coffee beans and then they shit them out and it's supposed to be really expensive coffee.
That's the cat shit coffee.
That's the cat shit.
I feel like someone was trying to sell you. Like
someone didn't have any monkeys around and then they just got like, well, I got a cat. He fucking hates eating these beans, but that's the thing. The monkeys will eat the beans up like no problem. But try to get a cat to eat a fucking coffee bean. That's a hungry cat.
That's why that one's so much more of a commodity. It's difficult.
It's really, really difficult.
Everyone goes to the animal shelter thinking, I'm going to get a bunch of cats and we'll make them eat a bunch of coffee beans and we're going to get rich. It's like, these cats won't eat these fucking coffee beans. How do you make this happen?
Well, I guess we're going to have to go to the alternative. Jed, eat the beans. I'll meet you in the bathroom.
Yeah, they're from cats. Oh, fuck you. This is human shit coffee.
Okay, so as we said, Tess, first time here. So we like to just try to cover a couple of bases. We're all supposedly nerdy around here, but we don't like to just take everyone's word for it. We try to get a little information about it.
Look, kind of an interview.
Test the credentials, so to speak.
Yeah. It's kind of a baseline question, but we'll use it to get started. So Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Ooh.
So, pretty confident answer there. You got a defense on why?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's pretty fucking cut and dry. If there were no Star Trek, there'd be no Star Wars. Let's look at the timeline.
Okay. Calling the grandfather clause on it.
That's a solid argument.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
I'm just saying. Roddenberry started, and then that other guy came out.
And Star Trek did have a lot more alien banging going on, and that's pretty cool, too.
Okay.
It had all the banging, but only by one guy.
All the banging, everything in Star Wars gets to a certain point, and then it'll, like, you know, no, there's no PPs.
Ooh, that's another good point. Star Wars had a lot more on the incest side of the game.
Ooh, man.
You know how fucking valid that is? Captain Kirk's out here, like, banging for posterity, okay? And then I look to my left, and fucking Luke and Leia are trying to suck face. It's not okay.
Star Wars is like, you want sex? Here you go. And people are like, ew, the fuck?
No, 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 that's not what I meant.
I'm sorry I asked. I didn't mean for it.
There's an Onion article about Mass Effect, which I've only played a little bit of, but apparently there's a lot of fucking in it.
There is.
But the article is an opinion article from John Shepard, the main character, and it's... I fucked my way into this mess, and I can fuck my way out of it.
Raw dogging your way out.
Okay, Tess, what is your superpower?
Invisibility, hands down, all day.
Ooh.
So why invisibility?
I mean, think about all the things you can do. You can tell me no, but if I can go invisible, guess what I'm doing tonight?
Wow.
My bad. But I don't have to have a job. As a matter of fact, my new job is just for fun. I stand behind people at the ATM and calmly take their money.
They're not so calm about it.
Tess, are you assuming that your clothes will be invisible with you?
Absolutely not.
You thought about this way before this question.
Yeah.
You seriously have the entire thing planned out.
Actually, not planned it out completely, but like the more we talk about it, the more my mind forms a plan. Because realistically, I was like, I'm going to be visible unless I'm naked. So I go naked. I take your money calmly. I put it in between my two palms. Where's your money? Can't see it, can ya?
You could prison pocket it.
I thought about that, but...
But you got double pockets, so I mean, that's cool.
I got triple pockets, bro. I just made my third pocket.
You got a mouth, too, I guess.
You got quad pockets. Yeah, I was going to say, you eat the money.
The mouth won't work. I don't ever actually stop talking. That would
fuck money's honest. Just spilling out. By the way, did you see where... Oh, shit.
Look at this magical money machine that just forms in the middle of the air. This is crazy.
There's a magical money machine 5 feet from the ATM. Guys, we should hang out here all night. It might start talking again.
Oh, or it becomes like your new favorite game where you take people's money and you prison pocket it dude style. Make sure you eat a bunch of beans and shit the night before. Wait calmly. And then you shit out in front of a bunch of people. And whoever wants it really wants it.
You're like a street musician, only shittier. They give you a $100 bill, and then you have them write, like, their name on it or some special thing, and you're like, well, check it out. And you eat it. You don't even go invisible. And when they came out, you're like, was this your $100
bill? So you're clearly using the powers for evil.
I like sex. Sounds good to me. I like money. Sounds good to me.
Good points. Good points.
Tess has become the Joker.
We get your motivations, at least.
I'll drink to that.
Did you want me to say that I would help charities and shit?
Oh, I know that's why you were getting the money. I knew there was the best of intentions.
Oh, yeah. I can almost hear Sarah McLachlan playing in the background.
After the whole, like, infomercial or whatever with the McLachlan music, the questionnaire, well, why did she have to, like, shit it to fucking pick up the shitty money? We don't quite get that part. And
and her PR person's like, we just donated to your motherfucking charity. Got, what, you motherfuckers being ungrateful?
I mean, that was $100,000 in shit. Do you not want it? Someone wants it. It's a metaphor. It's a metaphor. Figure it out, bitch.
Okay. All right. Open question here. We haven't had this debate before. So, best Batman. And why is it George Clooney?
I think I tuned into the wrong place.
No, I'm sorry. All right. Go ahead.
That's straight go Kevin Conway, but I recognize we're talking about real people.
No, I would take that. I'd say Conway is the correct answer.
Okay, good, because that's my boy. That's my homie.
Conway is a good answer. I think the fun answer is Adam West. Apparently, they were constantly just fucking. around.
Well, you paused a long time before you said around right there.
Yeah.
You had a whole different vision in my head.
No, it was like an orgy. And they were like, pull your pants down and let's do stuff. And then, like, and a couple hours later, they're like, you know, we're already in the costumes.
And that's what we learned what's in the utility belt. Just a bunch of dildos and fleshlights?
Whoa.
Man, some of the things he managed to pull out of that, I would not be surprised if Adam West Batman, like, half the time was coming from a crazy orgy.
Fact.
Yeah. It's like that shark repellent, and actually shark repellent, it's actual crab repellent.
Of course.
Yeah. I have to warn you, Batman. I have crabs. Oh, that's cool. I got some shit for that.
I got bacitracin.
Oh, you have it for real. Oh, shit. I'm Adam West here, and I fucked up. This spray doesn't do shit. It's fucking hairspray. The crabs love that stuff. Oh.
It's like a crab trap now.
It's like... Welcome to my crab trap, Batman.
So, I think we could say that we know Tess's nerdy side, maybe a little bit more than I expected.
I had one more succinct question. It's one I always like to ask, and I'm curious about, is diarrhea good or bad?
I think that depends.
Huh? Okay, so...
Let's say that I've got diarrhea, but I have to run to the bank, right? And I'm, like, squeezing it. I'm holding it for all I got.
Stay together, cheeks. Stay together.
Yeah, we're just praying. I'm at the front counter. All of a sudden, bank robbers. Bam! They're in here. They've got guns. What do? Release my bowels. Who are they no longer fucking with? Me.
Ah, that's a superpower.
This is like a worse version of that character that Pee Wee Herman played in, what was that movie called? Mystery Men? Is that it? Because he was Sphincter.
Oh, yeah, Mystery Men.
Oh, yeah,
Man.
Yeah.
Mystery Men.
And so, like, he could like, hit someone with a fart at, like, 50 feet.
Fucking right.
This is when he powered up. Yeah, this would be, like, the second level of that power.
I could shoot that shit through a keyhole at 25 paces.
Right. Yes.
Well, there's, like, a big fight, and they're like, Tess, now would be a good time to have diarrhea. And you're like, that's my secret.
I always got diarrhea. Yes, sir.
Bad guys are like, you know, let's just get out of here.
It's no longer worth it.
Look, I'm out of the game. I'm not doing this anymore.
No more life of crime for me. Going back to school.
Right. But also on the converse side, first date, diarrhea, bad day.
Oh. Hmm. Really though.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That's
So your Tinder profile says
I feel like that's like a part of the checklist.
Oh, there's definitely a checklist involved in that. There's a list involved. Let's just say it's people that put that in their Tinder profile. Get put on a list.
Yeah. Okay, so are we ready to try to move on to learn about Pirates of Dark Water?
Oh, speaking of Dark Water. Excellent segue.
Seriously.
That was quite the transition.
Yeah, that was absolutely amazing.
Mike, did you actually watch any of it?
I
got him.
You don't have to lie. It's fine. I'm here for you.
It gave me 21 hours to watch.
But that's all you had to watch for the rest of your fucking life. You could have gone beginning, middle, end. Oh, wait. There is no end.
Boom.
Back to the endless void.
I watched a lot of Gemini Man.
Oh, God. All right. That's coming.
Yeah, because I don't.
It is.
Because I remember there being dark water.
Yeah.
But you could say I'm cheating because that's in the name.
I feel like they were also like some kind of like men who were on boats. Like I think
pirates?
They
pirates,
privateers,
privateers of Darkwater on BBC.
Now, what they actually are, the show in itself actually is the trauma that you didn't realize you had in childhood.
Say what?
Pirates of Darkwater, everybody. Pirates of Darkwater. In reality, you also get a father that is there for a grand total of 37 seconds, but is like the epitome of the whole fucking show. But we'll get to that in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Okay. That's why it resonated with me so well.
Oh.
Game changer. There are magical moments in life. When luck smiles upon you with the seduction of a good time, what begins as just a simple show entices you with the promises of being so much more. The temptation, the foreshadowing, and the teaser that touches you just right. Just when you can feel the buildup is beginning to peak and the climax is just about to come, it's over.
I'm sad now. I don't know. Is everybody else sad?
Oh.
That's the whole idea.
Not at first.
But I mean, realistically speaking, have you ever wanted to watch a show with pirates?
Yes.
And daring?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And daunting and amazing main characters?
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Action, adventure?
Yeah.
All in.
Excellent.
All in.
You get all those things. Everything but the ending.
Oh.
Okay, so let me give you some premise, Mike, because I recognize I haven't done that. Okay, so.
Got it.
Imagine with me. There's this alien world. It's called Myr. It's being taken over by this crazy substance called Darkwater. And only you, Rin, the newly discovered prince, can stop it by finding the 13 treasures of Rule.
A lot of pressure. I'm already feeling stressed out.
At the end of the day, you have an entire crew. You have this worthless bird named Niddler, and he's actually kind of duplicitous and two-faced, but we'll get to that shortly. But he does things like eat and run off with shit.
Can you imagine having to clean the litter box after that thing, too? I mean...
That's gross.
Birds have litter boxes? I don't think that's a thing.
Well, he's a monkey bird.
Oh. Well, that's where you collect your coffee beans.
Dude, those would be amazing beans.
They're the best.
That's a serious specialty roast right there.
Alexi, Rin, he doesn't fuck us like that other person with the Cuban poop beans.
My favorite part about this entire show is like the blatant sexism, racism, and casteism that all happen like from the jump. Scene one, episode one, they're like, you're nobody. And then his dad comes in and is like, you're a prince. And he's like, oh, shit, I'm a prince. Everyone else is nobody.
Everyone's still like, you're kind of a shitty prince. You got a lot of work to do.
Dude, nobody ever believed that kid. He'd be like, I'm Prince Rin. And they'd be like, I'm sorry. These are lies. Yeah.
His dad abandoned him and left him in a lighthouse for 17 years. Like, I mean.
The best part was he got left with this lady who was like supposed to raise him up. And right after his dad washes away again, after 35 seconds of conversation and making his entire life what it's meant to be, she pulls like this brick out from beside the fucking fireplace and there's half a sword. Ask me what they do with that half a sword.
Ooh, I don't.
Yep, I don't know either.
Okay, I was expecting a different answer and I'm kind of glad that it didn't come up.
It was key to something when around like midway when he uses the half the treasure he's found to like have to save the day. He also used the sword. It was a key in a wall.
Yeah.
Which I the whole timeline baffles me on that because I'm like, man, at what time was the sword broken and when did they build the wall knowing that the sword was going to be the key? Whatever. That's just logistics. That's just weird. But anyway, a bigger concern. In the first episode, when Bloth finds out that Rin is alive and that he's the son of Primus, one of the things he said is, I thought I killed off all his heirs. And I'm like, wait a second. Like, Primus is out there with, like, a whole extra family and shit.
Yeah.
and Rin's like he's not just the B team. Like, he's, like, down the line. Like, basically, that's all Primus was doing is, like, Bloth had killed off everybody. And he's just trying to make his way back to be like, I got one last chance. That fucking, that bastard child that I had over there that I left in the lighthouse. Maybe I can get him to go do this shit.
No wonder Ren's mom kicked that piece of shit out of the house.
I mean, I hear the words you're saying, but if Ren's mom happens to be the lighthouse keeper, I know why he left.
Yeah, that's... Okay. Ooh. Okay, yeah. It's harsh, but yeah, it's true.
She was a very unsightly woman. It's not my fault. I didn't draw her that way.
Is that the same as Big Boned?
Yes. It's exactly the same as Big Boned.
What if it wasn't his dad? They paid him a 20... Hey, listen, buddy, our friend Rin here, he's pretty fucked up about this whole thing. You need to tell him you're his dad. We'll give you $20.
My favorite character in the entire show is quite possibly the worst character, but he has amazing fucking, like, one-liners. They wrote their own language so he could have his own, like, funky speak, but in reality, he's, like, that guy that you call to do your plumbing, but he's not a plumber, but he's done some plumbing on the side.
Oh, that's me. So, that's me.
Yeah.
That's true. Put a top knot on Mike, and I think we've got Ios.
Okay, Mike. Well, then I need you to captain this ship for me, because that's exactly what Ios is. He's like, I know you met me at this tavern, and you don't know me, but we all need to leave this port together, so I can sail this ship. Kind of, sort of, almost. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more, say no more.
We'll probably get there more than likely, I think.
I like how Ios is supposed to be more the crafty one, but like Ren just totally plays him at the beginning.
Yeah.
He's like, I got this guy's number. Like, let's just play up this map real quick and make him think that some shit's going on. Ios just totally buys into the whole thing. He's like, all right, I've been hitting on this waitress for the last week and she ain't doing shit for me. So whatever you're into, let's go.
That's because he's greedy.
I know my nerd quite is in question, not knowing this show. But I'm still fixated on the monkey bird.
Oh, Niddler's the worst, okay? That's... So this guy is actually working for Bloth and is supposed to take poor Ren off and, like, fly away with him and drop him somewhere to his eternal death.
Wow.
But then he gets bribed with food. That doesn't exist, might I add. Because, no, you're right, Chris. Ren is crafty as shit. He's like, dude, don't worry. You want food? I can feed you. This motherfucker has no food.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he had nothing. And, somehow he still convinced the monkey bird to go ahead and...
Didn't even need a banana, huh? Do you prefer your food loose or in battle form?
Yeah, I googled Niddler just now, and so I'm like, what does Niddler mean? It's very disappointing results. Like,
it's uncomfortably close to Diddler, I can tell you that.
Man, I want to say something about the choice of clothing in general across this entire thing, but I...
Thank God. No, you can say it, because Peter Cullen played a guy named Mantis, and this guy was like BDSMM dude. He's like, time out. What are you wearing, sir? What are you wearing?
It is a pretty homoerotic crew hanging out on Bloth's ship in general. I mean, like,
I think in general that was always all of those ships. I mean...
Bloth's ship, it takes it to the next level, though. It's pretty high caliber.
Yeah.
Also, man, I don't understand how, what's Bloth's ship?
It's the Maelstrom. Jesus fucking Christ.
Maelstrom, there you go.
Motherfucker, I was close.
Mike, I totally thought you were about to say it. I was like, son of a bitch, Mike, you did look up some stuff.
You were close.
But, man, the Maelstrom is enormous. Like, yeah. It can swallow the Wraith. Hole.
Cool name.
Like, it can just come over and just whoop, got it. And I don't understand how, like, they're constantly within about 100 feet of each other all the time. Every single episode, they're just like, oh shit, here comes Bloth again. It's like, bitch, you can see him over the horizon.
Motherfucker, been there for 6 months. You didn't fucking notice that?
It's similar to Skyrim when, so you can jump on like a bookcase. And one of the boss guys can run in there and, like, try to attack you. And then you sneak, and they forget you're there. And then they start to leave. Like, you shoot some arrows at their head. And they're like, ah, that's right, someone's fucking in here. And they turn around and take another swipe at you until they go, whatever, gotta go. Ah, fuck, that's right, there's a motherfucker in here. And I'm almost dead, shit. So they just forget that it's there. It's the same principle as...
Bada bing, bada boom. You got an arrow in the back of your fucking neck.
Bada bingo.
Ah, fuck. Someone's in here. This isn't even a big room.
God damn it. I didn't notice that gigantic fucking boat next to me for the past 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's Mike gets it. Mike gets it.
Let's do this. I'm excited about the beat off. I don't want to have to save it for longer and longer.
Let's beat off.
You want me to just go start it?
Bring it on, Mike.
Right, he's saying let's beat off now.
Yeah, beat off now.
What was that sentence again? You know, I'm beginning to think the name of this segment is problematic.
You're the one who named it.
Oh. Well.
But you're not wrong.
In a world of superheroes and supervillains, there are many epic battles. Heroes get beat up, villains get beat down. We're about to ready to ring the bell on another round of Super Beat Offs. Let's get ready.
It's time for
Okay, so this is a crazy one today. If you kids don't know these characters, you need to go back and figure them out. In one side of the ring, we have, after a NASA flight crash, Steve Austin was rebuilt.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Different Steve Austin.
Shit, I did the wrong one.
In the other corner, the denim-clad, laid-back, motorcycle-riding secret agent, Sam Casey.
A.K.A. Gemini Man. So this is the Will Smith Gemini Man, right?
No. We're going for TV series Gemini Man.
Oh, fuck. I was researching Mega Man 2, and it says here that Gemini Man...
We're going for the 1976 TV series Gemini Man. And that's going to go up against the mid-70s TV show The $6 Million Man.
Man, me and Chris both researched the wrong people.
Okay, so you know $6 Million Man, right? He's got two bionic legs. He's got one bionic arm. And this is an important one. He's got one bionic eye.
Just one. Huh, interesting.
He wasn't that fucked up in the plane crash.
Wow. I was going to say they were being cheap, but... I guess
they were like, we can't do an $8 million man. So, sorry,
we got a $650 man. He's got one bionic eye and one like fucked up thing.
But Gemini is the real character, right? Gemini Man's the real character here because
Sam Casey,
this motherfucker explodes in a satellite. They pick him up and he's invisible.
No, I think it was a submarine. I'm pretty sure you've got the wrong S word.
Oh, opposite end of the spectrum. Right, yeah, not in space, in the water.
I'm like, who hangs out in satellites? You got fucking food here, bro. But,
yeah, it was underwater, and the radiation turned him invisible. Which, how did they find him?
He was in, like, a little tube, and then, like, a female, like, doctor is like, wait, there's nobody here. And then she starts doing like Patrick Swayze's
ghost.
Yes, when they're making pottery, and she's like, "Who the fuck is that?" It was kind of like that. She started like rubbing his face, and she's like, "Wait a minute, that's his face."
Then they were like, "Okay, so let's see if we can help him. Maybe if we could like rework this Casio watch."
they named that a thing. It's a DNA stabilizer watch.
You know, I mean, that old sci-fi chestnut.
Obviously, that's what you would do, right? A stabilizer watch.
Just dump a bunch of fucking flour on them.
Out of these two epic mid-70s TV action heroes, who's kicking whose ass?
$6 Million Man. I'm sorry. Only one of them is actually epic.
Yeah, but I disagree. I think Sam Casey has got him.
Which is where we're at.
Okay.
So, Tess, you're very confident. Why are you so confident that Steve's got this?
Maybe because he has actual things that he can do.
Well, did you read about his invisibility power? It gives his body the index of refraction of air.
That seems like schoolwork to me. I didn't do that.
It's very questionable about what that would mean.
Yes.
My compromise on it was that Steve probably could see him, but maybe not like... fully see him.
Like the Predator.
It'd be like the way the Predator's invisibility gives him, you can see the sheen. Steve would probably get about that much on him. So like Sam could potentially stand still or use the shadows. He could get out of the detection.
It's all about the eye, right? Like what is the eye seeing, I guess?
It's a crucial question.
That's okay. I thought we would go there. I had this in my notes. As if that eye, even for a limited capacity, can see Gemini Man, we now got MacGyver versus $6 Million Man.
To an extent.
So what hasn't been actually explained is that Sam Casey is also a very competent secret agent.
I mean, he seems like a stone hippie.
Yeah, he's a very laid back MacGyver. Like,
but he knows how to use duct tape and toothpicks. I mean, that they make clearly evident in the series.
I was thinking like Winter Soldier's arm had a whole fucking thing where the Dora Milaje snuck up on, like just went up on him and just, like, and his arm just fell off. And I was like, well, yeah, it's Steve probably has something like that. They're not just going to build in a super soldier like Bionic Dude without some kind of shit in there.
That's an angle.
My problem is I don't think Sam would ever get to like run up on him. I don't think there'd be the sneak factor. If Steve Austin is smart, he's going to run in a circle for 15 minutes.
Well, it's not about the size of the boat. It's the motion of the ocean, right? Like, it's not the 15 minutes that counts. It's how you use it.
I completely agree with you. The problem is he doesn't need skills. He's got bionic legs. Here's the thing. I've got a bionic arm and two bionic legs. Much like the motion in the ocean, if you do it wrong the first time and take my arm off, if I let you take both my legs off after that, that's on me, motherfucker.
Man.
That's on me.
Well, it sounds close. I don't have a particular a choice because I spent my time watching the 90s Mega Man cartoon, which doesn't even have Gemini Man in it. And
nice.
I don't know. You guys have good points.
Gemini Man could fight. He was an agent, right? He's got some martial skills. If he unpops that bionic arm and he's got only a couple bionic legs to deal with, I mean, if he punched Steve Austin in the face, it's not like his head is bionic or anything. Like,
well, I think in my scenario, neither of them win because he's like filming himself kicking this disabled man on the ground. It's like in a dark series finale of $6 Million Man, Gemini Man makes all of his parts fall off. And he's just sort of flopping around.
He can only turn left because he's got the one. Yeah, exactly. He's just going to make a circle.
Gemini Man's like, you can't run from me because he can't run. And Gemini Man just kicks him over and over. And he doesn't even die. It just rolls credits. And it's really stupid and sad. And he's like, hey, check out my phone. Look who fucking beat up $6 Million Man. And they're like,
this is World Star.
Gemini Man yelling out, World Star.
Oh my.
So we have $6 million people today, which are just celebrities, right? Which is really fucking lame. So I'm gonna vote against $6 Million Man and his fucking Gucci wearing conceited ass.
There's no Gucci, sir.
Tess, okay, we got a 2-on-2 tie here because eventually that motherfucker got to turn visible.
Right, and that's all I'm saying.
Unless he can rewire his bionics, I don't know. So we got a 50-50 nerd split right now.
I still conclude that Steve Austin does not have to have any skill to make this happen. Okay, so this is how I foresee it going. Gemini Mind, bam, goes invisible. Runs up behind Steve, knocks his arm off. Steve's like, oh, fuck, I don't know what happened. Starts running in a circle.
It's just a panic move.
I love that he runs in a circle constantly. That's the best move ever.
All of a sudden, he figures it out. He's like, holy shit, I've been running in a circle for 30 minutes. Bam, that motherfucker's been visible for 15 of those 30 minutes. And I'm just fucking this all up. So he takes off running in a straight line, right?
Right.
We'll give him like maybe half a mile. He comes running back in the same straight line. What am I going to do? Master martial arts? I think not. Some type of amazing fucking Hapkido? Yeah, I don't have that either. Do I have boxing skills? Probably not. But what can I do with my one arm self? Run into this motherfucker.
He's just going to pull a clothesline move. That's it.
Yeah, I'm just running into this bitch.
And he breaks his other arm immediately. Because he runs it into like high speed crash speeds. Just, you guys have kind of convinced me. I see like the whole shit going down. You know, Sam like fucks with him, like, you know, knocks his arm off, whatever. But like can't manage to like fully get him. Like Steve just goes into like crazy running mode. Just I see him like in panic mode. And he's just like a crazy chicken, like just running around. Like, he's like, I didn't expect this, but now. But, like, he leaves, and, like, we got to move on to the next day. And so Sam's up on, like, his invisibility time again. But, like, Steve's gone and gotten briefed on the whole thing. And so, like, now he's like, oh, only got 15 minutes, huh? Okay. Wait, and if it's longer than that, it kills him? All right, fuck it. Yeah. And, like, he goes and, like, he, like, runs up on him real fast, hits the invisibility thing, it cracks the watch, and he's like, good luck, motherfucker.
Worst day ever. It's like a fucked up game of slapjack. He's trying to hit his watch. Steve's slapping his hand.
Okay, wait a minute. We're turning Chris. He's one of the most singular-minded people. We're actually turning Chris on this whole thing.
Look, you just got to use crazy stuff like logic, reason, and ridiculously running like a chicken with your head cut off.
I don't know if there's a whole lot of logic or reason that we're doing.
Okay. I admit, I've shifted, and I needed the picture painted for me, but I see it. It's there.
Dude, I was rooting for you so much because I wanted to see if anybody could come up with a valid way that Gemini Man wins. And I'll be honest, I didn't see it.
I think it could be a toss of a coin. I think I presented a case that shows where Gemini Man could potentially take this down. But I'd say on the statistical level, sure, I'll give it to Bionic Man more times than not. If we could like run the scenario time after time, I think we'd watch Steve get it most of the time.
Okay. So we got three nerds on the Steve Austin side. Logan, you're the deciding factor here. Who you got?
What do you mean? We got 3-1. He didn't decide shit, but sure. Go ahead.
I'm not very good at democracy or voting or actually anything of intelligence, but
I got the winning vote here.
Okay, give it to us, Logan. What
I decide.
Yeah.
Drum roll. And it's Steve Austin.
Oh.
Because I like picturing him
wow.
running around just super confident. Slapping Gemini Man a few times. I don't know. I just like that. And that's why.
I like that yours is the only scenario where he's running around confidently.
he's like, say World Star again, motherfucker. Say it again. All day now. Everyone yells World Star at me every time I go into fucking work. And he's like fucking slapping Gemini Man.
Oh my goodness. The ref just stepped in and did the 10 count. Sam Casey is fucking out.
Yo, it's Steve Austin. World Star.
Oh man.
It was a tough one though, and a stupid one too.
But
that was by far one of the dumbest ones we ever did. But
Bionic Man may have won, but he lost his dignity.
All of it.
Yeah. I can honestly say I'm a bigger Sam Casey fan than I ever was before this.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Okay, Tess's superpower is invisibility. What if it's based on that goddamn watch that's only 15 minutes? Now how do you use it?
Quickly. So now we have to have a game plan going in.
Oh.
Pre-planning has to happen with the DNA watch. Yeah.
A little premeditated action going
Look,
on in this piece.
The only thing that changes is I dial it up a notch. That's all.